Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no stopping us now. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. Glad today we're going to be able to say that today is going to be a special evening for us all to share and to hear some great and wonderful things. But I first want to start off with by saying peace and blessings to everyone. And I'm really wishing and hoping that we all can really rise to our consciousness to another degree where we can start to manifest and do great and wonderful things. And we can. Bottom line is that we have the ability to make some great and wonderful things come about. All we need to do is believe it without a shadow of a doubt. And once we start seeing and knowing who we truly are, as the old saying goes, God's truth can set us free so that we can really start to do some amazing things. And that's the thing. All we have to do is really start to see some abilities of what we can do and what we can actually achieve. And the funny thing about it is it's not just something that Dr. Benjamin Bridges is just saying out the side of his mouth. These are things that are written in the Bible. There's some things that were talked about in the Quran and also for folks from other religions as well. And they all pretty much are trying to say the same thing, that you are not a weak, limited person, but that you are a God being that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. And the only thing that separates us is that we've been told, you know, from the society that these are things that you are not. You are not, you know, a spiritual or positive or powerful person. You're just a limited person that's a victim of racism, a victim of poverty, a victim of many other negative things that are affecting us each and every day. But the bottom line is that we do not have to surrender to that negativity. We can raise our consciousness up on high and make our way. And that's what we really need to do, because once we start to see and know that we are all sons and daughters of God and have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things, that's when we will be set free to really bring about a new reality in our own individual lives and in the lives of others. And just to touch base on this, like I said before, when you have Lord Jehovah, who is the father of Lord Jesus, and he said, hey, the things, you know, not so much just the things that I do, but he said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. And that's pretty powerful. You are made in the likeness and image of God, even though the society is telling you that you're a weak, limited person. You do not need to believe in the lie of Satan. When you believe in the truth of God, that's what's going to set you free. And if you want to be a person who is being taken advantage of by the lie of Satan, then by you believing that you're a limited, weak person that can't do anything, that's what's going to happen to you. Because the old saying is, what you see is what you get. And if you want to see yourself from a negative perspective, then that negativity is going to be the dominant energy in your life. But once you start to see yourself from that positive perspective and you really know that God was not clowning around at all, but he was telling the God's honest truth to set you free so you can be all you can be as a member of God's new reality. And that's the beautiful thing, you know. So this is something that we just need to reawaken ourselves to, that we are not just limited people, but that we are God beings, all true sons and daughters of God that can do awesome, amazing, and wonderful things in our lives. And once we start to see that this is our true reality, we're going to be able to really bring about some things that can really turn our lives around. As they call them, serious game changers, you know? And I'm very thankful to see that these are things that we can truly tap into. Our God-given power, our ability to know our true identity as sons and daughters of God that can really bring about some wonderful and amazing things. And then as we come together in spiritual unity, we can really start to bring about some wonderful changes in our community as well, because When you can manifest wealth, that's a good thing. When you have the ability to actually be able to heal a person who is literally dying, that's another good thing. When you have the ability, even though that person may have died, you have the ability to resurrect that person from the dead. And some of you might be saying, what? We could have that ability? Are you kidding? Jesus even said something that was very powerful. The things I do, you can do, and even more. And that's the thing. We need to be able to see that that was not a joke coming out of Jesus' mouth. He was speaking the God's honest truth. And once we start to see that this is a thing that we can do, that's when we're really going to start to see some great and amazing things coming through. But another thing that I just wanted to share with you right now that is very, very powerful is not only just manifesting wealth, but being able to run into the right people that can help you to bring wealth and prosperity into your life. Because once you get this money that can help you to start your business, that can help you to really take yourself economically to a whole nother level, that's when you're going to be really able to bring about some positive change as well. Because as long as you're stuck in poverty, it's going to be a hard opportunity for you to really bring about some positive change for yourself and for others. But once you start to get money to flow, that's when great and wonderful and positive things are going to start to grow in your life. So all I could say is right now we are in the midst of getting ready to introduce you to a young lady that has truly and wonderfully brought about an opportunity for all of us to really see some things that we can actually receive to be able to fulfill our goals and our dreams in life. But when money starts to pour into your life, then your goals and dreams can start to fly, and you can really start to make some things come about that can be right on the money, right on the money. So we do have Dr. Yvette is a madam, an ambassador of Kingdom of Amana. And we want to really bring her on right now, so that you all can get a chance to hear how the money can flow and make you grow. Sister Amana, Sister Yvette, can you please come on board right now and share with us, you know, how your program can open the door for people to see that money, you know, can start to help their goals and dreams become their new reality.
Thank you so much, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. It is really a pleasure to be on your show tonight, and I am very appreciative of the opportunity to present and provide information that is pertinent for the development of each individual on the planet and for the people that are in our audience tonight. I also want to thank the audience because they have taken time from their busy schedule to participate and be a part of this program tonight. And we never, never take for granted your time. And it is an honor and a privilege again to serve the planet and serve the people of the planet in my current role. And I want to thank you profusely. Again, good night, Dr. Bridges.
And thank you, my sister, and thank you for coming on board and sharing your information with us. So go ahead, my sister, share what you feel inside.
Yes. This program, I know, is centered on spirituality and spiritual unity. So I want to start from that point, and then I will segue so that people will have an understanding of how their spirit works to bring certain things into their lives and how it will continue to work. And then I'm going to tie that in with what we're doing in the Kingdom of Mana. The kingdom of Mana is committed to restoring the earth and making sure that this planet in which we live is preserved. And what is very, very, very significant for me when I listen to His Royal Majesty Michael Uriel I, he always says, our primary responsibility is to preserve the planet. So when humans were made and God made man and he said, be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth. That is our goal. We're here to replenish the earth. But the way we do that is with humans who are alive. So the kingdom of Mana, they employed managers, so people would know the managers as the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and those family members. And they managed the financial system on behalf of the Kingdom of Mana for 499 years, beginning in 1513 and ending in 2012. And they were given the task of establishing a global financial system. And this is what they did. Now, over time, how they worked, they would come to the trust, and the monarch over the trust will give funds to the managers, and they would take the funds to the different regions on the planet. They did this using the United Nations, so in recent times, from 1945 up until 2012, and with a short extension into 2016, and then by December 2017, they had some responsibilities during that time. But their responsibility was to govern the financial system or manage it on our behalf. Now, the financial system is designed to preserve the planet. So what it is, there will always be or should always be a balance between the amount of money that is in circulation, because that determines the growth of the planet. And the ideal should be 20% human activities and 80% land left to nature to preserve and replenish the earth. And for those of you who use the Bible, I follow Judaism, you will know that one of the commandments was that every 7 years, the nation of Israel was required to leave the land fallow for an entire year. And if they didn't do that, God said, I will take you into captivity. So the children of Israel did not observe the law of keeping that land fallow every 7 years. So they should have worked 6 years, and in the seventh year they would stop, not do work or plant the fields or engage in those enterprises. And God said, I will bless you in the sixth year to feed you during the seventh year and then into the eighth year. Well, for 490 years, they did not do that, and they were captured and taken into captivity by the Babylonians. And when Daniel the prophet reckoned, so he did some calculations, and he said, okay, we've been in captivity for 490 years, and if you divided that by 7 for each year, then it's 70 years of it's 70 years we've been in captivity. So it means that for the 490 years that we didn't observe it, we were only supposed to be in captivity for 70 years. And he began to pray for God to deliver the nation. Well, you were saying, what does this have to do with us? Very much. Because in that time when Daniel began to fast and pray, a group of nations came together with the Assyrians to go against Babylon. And among those nations was the kingdom of Mana, known as the kingdom of Mini. So if you have your Bibles, you can go to Jeremiah 51 and verse 27, and you'll see all the nations that are listed there. And many is the kingdom of manna, and they were given their sovereignty in that year, and they never lost their sovereignty, and they remained the only sovereign nation on the planet. So the financial system was designed to ensure that the earth got rest and it replenished. And how the earth is replenished is that when you do not do excessive work, you do not damage the ozone layer, you don't damage the forest, what happens is that the trees will put their leaves and the leaves will fall, animals will die, and it will sink lower and lower and lower into the earth, and then the earth will do what it needs to do to produce minerals so that it could sustain us. Well, what they did, they went into what is called a fractional reserve banking system. And the fractional reserve banking system, they began to produce more money than they actually had assets for. So for you to understand that the wickedness of the system, because your poverty, your penury condition is systemic. They make you feel that you've done something wrong or you didn't do something right, but it is systemic. And it's good for you to know because truth will set you free. So this is how the system works. When money was first created, they said, okay, I have gold in my house, but I don't want to walk around with the gold. So I'm going to go to the marketplace with a slip of paper, and I will buy my products, my goods, my food, whatever I need, and I will give the merchant this promissory note, and I will say, listen, anytime you're ready, you can come and get gold. We could exchange gold, and you give me back the promissory note, and that will cure the situation. So now what they did, they began to print money, and they didn't have gold behind it. So if you're giving me a promissory note, and I am thinking that you have gold in your house, and I can come and call on that and get my gold for the products I gave you, because I gave you products, and you gave me a paper, but I need products for products. I need commodity for commodity. So I gave you commodity. You need to give me gold as a commodity back. They didn't have it. They produced, and they created a lot of monies. And because this money had no backing, they said, this is what we will do. We are going to use the people as slaves. And that's because of the Nicene Creed, and the souls of humans were given over. And once you reach age 7, you were considered a full chattel by that time. And they said, we're going to use them. We're going to make them work. We're going to lend them money. But we don't want them to have the ability to pay back. So what you're going to do, we're going to, one, make it very difficult for them to get. And if we give, we'll give just a little bit. We will control it and take it back however we want. We'll go repossess their homes, their cars. We'll close up their businesses. We'll do all kinds of stuff to them to make them constantly wanting to have this money. And this is what the system was doing. His Majesty looked on and he said, this is not right. This is not good. And we are going to fix this. And that is why the Kingdom of Manna has come back again and being directed by the Universal Council, the supreme and magnificent and holy council of God to bring justice and equity on the planet. But before I stop speaking, there is something that I want to say that would make us understand why this system is not just a wicked physical system, it is a wicked spiritual system. Now, your spirit comprises all the energy that you release. And this is released as, we call it neuroelectricity, in the brain or electricity in the body. That is known as, you can feel it on your skin. You have skin conductance. So that's why when you go to the hospitals, they can put the things on your chest, the receptors, and then they can monitor what your electricity is doing. They're actually monitoring what your spirit is doing. But when you are depressed, when you are sad, when you are burdened, when you are worried, you produce certain neurochemicals that is skewed towards distress. And your spirit that is created from those neurochemicals, because if you think of your neurochemicals as the water, and when it evaporates, it turns into steam, the neurochemicals, and when it evaporates, it turns into your energy. But if you are boiling a pot and you have coffee that you're boiling, then the steam that comes up is different than if you just have water. So if your water, if your soul, if your chemicals is burdened all the time, then you are releasing all of this negative energy into what is called the conscious electromagnetic information field, or what you call in religion as the spirit realm. And inside the conscious electromagnetic information field, scientists, neurologists, the psychologists, psychiatrists, they all admit that there are other entities, not just human spirit, that is conversing and sending information out into the field. But when you're sending that out, your spirit cannot produce what it needs to produce to attract the wealth into your life. For example, there is one key chemical called oxytocin, and it is a binding chemical. So what it means, it is an attraction chemical, and it is designed to attract things and people. Now, people are the ones who will cause your dreams to manifest. It's not money. You will meet someone, that one will give you favor, and then they're going to use their contacts, their knowledge, their information, and the things that they have access to open doors for you. But when your spirit is not going out there effectively, your spirit does not connect with the right people, and you continue to experience disfavor and problems and closed doors, and you continue to struggle, and there is a realm that is very, very happy when humans are groaning and releasing all these negative energies. So it's not just the wicked financial system that is a problem. It is the offshoot of your spirit that is interfacing in what is called the spirit realm or the conscious electromagnetic information field. And when that is interfacing inside there, you have all this negative energy and you are not able to succeed. And that is why what we are doing is precious on many, 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 many levels. It is not just money that we are bringing to you. We are bringing to you health, well-being, comfort, a quality of life, sustainability, and all the things that you need to live in peace and in prosperity on the planet. And that's why I'm a very, very happy and privileged servant to be able to bring these opportunities to you.
Very well said, my sister, and I'm very glad to see that you were here to share this information with us. And now I would just like to see if we could get some feedback from some of the people that have just heard what you said and see what their feelings are towards some of the great and wonderful things that you just spoke about. So right now I am looking at, let me see here, we have 972-374. If you are available, your mic is now open. 972-374. If you have some feedback you would like to share with us on what was just spoken about by our sister Yvette, please feel free to do so. Okay, sounds like 972. You might have to unmute your phone Or if you're just in a feeling that you just want to listen and not talk, then that's a whole other thing as well. But we'll give you one more chance with that. 972-374. If you have something to say, please feel free to do so now.
Okay. Good evening, sir. Good evening, Her Excellency. This is Jen from Dallas. I've listened to what you said today, and I was present yesterday too. So what we are trying to do that I've called the use or had is that for you to really manage the world, spirituality will be part of it, so that your mind will be together and the environment too. I don't know. Am I correct, please?
Yes, that is correct, Ms. Jane. And thanks for coming on, and thanks for participating. And that is why spirituality is a key aspect of what we do in the Kingdom of Mana. We are non-sectarian, and we integrate spirituality and religion as a very, very integral part of our health and wellness program and the benefits that we're bringing to the nations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, so right now we're going to go to our next person, and that is 713-728. 713-728. If you are available to speak right now and would like to, definitely feel free to give some feedback on what you've heard thus far and let us know what you think about what's been said.
Thank you very much. This is Alex Savory here in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Kanarik, Her Majesty, I am very, very intrigued to learn some of the historical facts about the Kingdom of Mana, but more importantly, the spirituality behind how we went wrong. My question this evening to you, Dr. Kanarik, is why haven't the church taken this on? Why haven't the church explained this to the congregation?
Mr. Savory, we live in a country, we live in a time when information, true information, is hidden from the masses. And unfortunately, there are many churches, church leaders, who do not have this information that we are sharing. And I'm going to give you an example. You will hear all over the world, people talk about their soul, they talk about their spirit, they talk about their mind, they talk about their heart. But that is just something that, those are words that they know have meaning, but they don't even know what it means. So one of the things I have done, because I integrate spirituality and religion into therapy and into the therapeutic process, in most of my work, almost all my work, I take the time for people to understand what their spirit is. So when people go to church on a Sunday morning and they intermingle, what happens is that all the spirit of all the people there intermingles with each other. How do we know that? Because if you were to use Kirlian photography or other kinds of high-tech photography, you will be able to see the spirit outline around the body of each person there. Actually, that is how satellites work, and that's how people could be located anywhere on the planet. And that technology is in the world. They are not telling you that because they do not want you to know that you're being tracked. Later on down the road, they will tell you, yes. Well, guess what? They're tracking you with your cell phone. They can track you. They've been talking about two-way communications through your computer and through your tablets and so on. So there is technology there that could locate you. But it could locate you because you're electricity, and electricity is an interface. that electricity is an indication of your spirit. And your spirit is a release of your neurochemicals. So if you have a lot of depressing neurochemicals, or if you have high chemicals like the serotonins and the happy chemicals and the dopamines and so on, high-spirited, that is what you have there. Furthermore, we know that your spirit, that part of what you call your spirit, will project as much as 10 feet away from you. And we are able to, research was done to verify this. So when you go there and you intermingle and you leave on a Sunday, you just go into your business on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You will say, thank you, Jesus. You're going to say, praise God. You're going to say, hallelujah. You're going to say all of these good things, but it is not connected with what you, with your physicality. So your soul, your spirit, your physical being, your existence, all of these are connected. You don't, you're not disjointed. But unfortunately, not even those principles Christian people know or religious people know. Many religious people do not know the true history of their holy scriptures that they use. They do not know the history of their religious past. They know some things. They don't know everything. So when you come to dealing with things like this, where there has been a concerted effort to keep people in ignorance, how difficult, how easy it is to understand that they don't know. They really, really don't know. When you look at the history that is taught, they don't go anywhere near what I am teaching. They, and the history is disjointed. What they did, they give you just a little bit of information because they need to do that. They give you enough to keep you confused and dumb. And it is because of a lack of knowledge. And there is a need for us to begin to educate ourselves. And before I start speaking, because I know there are questions that will come out of this, people think that getting on Facebook and being able to connect with people all over the world, that they're doing something. There is an upsurge of pride, arrogance, and wanting your face to be out there, and you want to be a star. So people are using this to be stars, and they're like the children going over the going after the Pied Piper. It is giving them some dopamine rush, but when they finish playing the games, the video games become on social media, there is a deep crash. And they don't know how to deal with it. We are not taking care of the people on the planet. And it is time that the people of the planet get care on every level.
Okay, well said, my sister. And thank you for sharing that information with my brother here. And now we're going to go on to the next person. And that number is 713. Okay, the next one is 718-350. 718-350. If you are available to speak, then come forth and share some feedback.
I'm listening, just listening at this point. This is Ronald A. Robinson in Queens. I listened last night, and I was enthralled about the opportunity and the progress that has been made over the few years. I am not new to this understanding Dr. Robinson has been sharing with me over the years. Bless you, sister, and I just continue, and I will continue to listen.
Yes, and we are thankful for pastors like you who are informed and who make a difference in the lives of the people that you minister to and you serve. But there is a need for more people like you to be able to do the right thing with their congregation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Okay, so we do. Oh, okay. You had something else you wanted to share, brother? Go ahead.
No, brother, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. So the next caller that we have in line here is 281-438. 281-438. If we would like to have an opportunity to get some feedback from you on what has been said thus far and see what you feel on what we have shared with you. So 281-438.
This is Deborah Grant in Houston, Texas. And good evening to everyone. And I find that everything that Dr. Kinnerick has said has been extremely enlightening and has taught me things that I was quite unaware of. So I just wanted to say how much I appreciate learning all of this at this time. Just wanted to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Grant, and it's a pleasure to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we do have another person as well. It's on, you know, one of our listeners here, and that's 281-914. 281-914. Okay, 281-914. You know, if you have any comments or any feedback that you would like to share on what we've spoken about thus far, feel free to do so now. Hello?
She doesn't want to speak.
Okay, say that again. Could hardly hear you. Say that again. Okay, it sounds like we're having a little difficulty there. No problem, then. We'll go on to the next person. And the next person we're talking about is 347-880. 347-880. We would like to hear some feedback from you on what we've spoken about thus far.
Greetings and blessings in the name of the Emperor. And this teacher tonight is really giving us a full breakdown, which he did a few years ago, and bringing it revised to us, to ordinary people from the Caribbean and from the diaspora in New York, is able to understand it more as we hear it more and more, of what we can use it to bring our people out from this desolation in the community, where so much people are suffering from not believing in self and don't believing in our ancestors has put out things out there for us to follow and to carry our dream forward in making this world a better place. And having a professor like this where we can really listen to and are able to analyze and realize that the spirit of man and what he can do is set out by a spirit of God. And we are saying that the connection that we have with Ethiopia and as the Ethiopian World Federation moving forward in Local 26, we would like somebody like this to give us more advice from a local point of view with Mr. Robinson and our group to see if we can implement it, that we can use it as a plateau to implement in the diaspora and the Federation as an entity that can carry a force of a lot of people. So I have more to say, but I'm just wanted to congratulate her and coming back. And if there's anything I can do, I'm a carpenter and I'm a contractor and I'm a builder and I'd be able to, and an artist and a singer. Anything that I have to contribute to in them areas there to be able to aid somebody like this and some areas that is needed, more communication and getting together in doing the grassroots things. I'm volunteering now to be able to do something with this diaspora. physically and spiritually. So thank you very much. I have more to say, but I'm very happy that somebody's going to come on and really knowing that the spirit of Ethiopia and the spirit of Africa is laid down for us. And I heard about it, but I'm not calling the names, but I know that we can move on to a higher level foundation because that we believe in self. And the self that we believe in is our ancestors who laid down this groundwork for us. So I'm giving you the praises and the professor and the other people who come on and give the praises to. We are proud to have this professor on and this doctor on to be able to give us the information that we need in this pandemic right now. People are dying, and we need people to wake up and knowing that we need as much strength, and I'm volunteering for anything that you have for me to do. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Yes, indeed. Did you have anything you wanted to say on what my brother just spoke on, sis?
I am so moved. I am so moved, and I'm so touched. And I will certainly welcome any of the assistance that he can give. And I will certainly be reaching out to him so that we can begin to work more closely together. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you.
Yes, I'm grateful, man, to just hear you. Your spirit give me a high spirit. My mother name is Marijuana. My father name is Bill Brown in the Second World War. And I'm not no joke, this is real. And I'm Ian, Delano Ian Brown. And I come to do some. I trained 5,000 men in New York in carpentry. And I'm not getting no wealth from it, but what I'm getting is health and strength and people like you that talk to me and Mr. Robinson and the other people and them who have the focus in Mr. Bridges and the other people, Mr. Natural and the Ethiopian Federation. I'm very, very proud tonight to just be in the company of these great people that is trying to do something better than the norm. Because everybody doing the same thing, and we are doing something different, and we feel it's great, and we have to improve it. So God bless you all this evening.
Thank you once again, my brother, for your words, of sharing some positive words of wisdom there. And now we're going to get ready to go on to the next person, and that person is 571-264. 571-264. If you have any, you know, comments or feedback that you would like to share with us on what we've discussed thus far, we would be more than glad to hear what you have to say. 571-264. Feel free to talk now. Okay, try one more time. Maybe you might need to unmute your phone. But outside of that, you know, this is a time where you can come on and speak. Otherwise, unfortunately, we would just have to go on to the next person. But sometimes people just want to be listeners and not speakers, so that could be another side of it. But in either case, 571-264, are you interested in speaking? Okay. All right, no problem then. All right, so we're going to go on to the next person then. And that is 347-876. 347-876. Again, we would like to see if you have any feedback or any comments that you would like to share with us on what's been spoken on thus far. Do you have anything you would like to share with us?
No.
Okay, so just want to be a listener then. No problem. All righty. So the next person that would be there would be 917-607. 917-607. Okay. If you have any feedback or comments you'd like to share, that would be good. Go ahead.
God bless. God bless you. God bless you. I'm Prophet Mansour, Better Canary. Hello. Hello, everybody. I just joined. I'm in a back seat and listen.
Good night, Prophet Mansour. It's a pleasure to hear from
you.
And I think it's the first time I'm hearing from you for the year.
Yes.
And it is a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy to hear from you.
Yeah, sure. You know, Dr. Bridges, if you would allow me, I want to read a portion of the Kingdom of Mana vision and commitment for citizens. And it says that the Sovereign Kingdom of Mana is fully committed to improving the health and well-being of humanity at all levels through a diverse, holistic, and interconnected web of support structures. The Sovereign Kingdom of Mana aims to positively influence a social, cultural, economic, environmental, and spiritual revival throughout the world for the betterment of all living beings. With no geopolitical agenda, the Sovereign Kingdom of Mana is fully committed to global peace. It is the intention of the Sovereign Kingdom of Mana to act with integrity, honesty, and fairness in all matters. The purpose of all Sovereign Kingdom of Mana initiatives is to improve living conditions for all of humanity, growing healthy, sustainable, and abundant societies that operate in harmony with our natural environment will be a priority. The promotion of amicable solutions that have mutual benefits for all is what the Kingdom of Mana will aspire to. The Sovereign Kingdom of Mana's global role, among other things, is to establish the foundations for the next 1,000 years of peace on Earth.
Very well said. I'm glad to hear that is the theme, because as I shared with you earlier, even with our community centers that we're talking about putting up with our program, and the name of our program is Golden Opportunity Developing Success. And the G, for those initials of that wordage, is G-O-D-S, which is God's. And we are sons and daughters of God. And the bottom line is we can put that energy together with good health, good wealth, and bringing our people together in unity, not only just the people in our community, but the people in the world community. So all of these things can definitely come about, my sister, and I'm really glad to hear that, you know, a lot of what you have to say is definitely in harmony, you know, with what we're talking about doing as well, because this is something that needs to come about so that we can create a new reality for planet Earth. No more pain and suffering, poverty and killing, and, you know, just trying to destroy each other's lives and taking advantage of each other through slavery and all these other negative things. But this should be a time where this should be a planet of world peace, where true love, joy, and happiness for the entire planet and the human race can be something that we all can embrace. And that's something that should really be here for us today. So thank you for bringing that. I think that was very nice on what you said. And we do have one other person. If you had anything that you wanted to say before we bring that person on, feel free to do so on the comment that you just spoke on.
Yes. And what I would do at this time, I would read out our objectives, because once I read out the objectives, people will have a better idea of the types of projects and programs and support that we're willing to give. So our objectives are to improve the social, political, environmental, economic, and spiritual well-being of all sovereignties, to advise, guide, and support nations and the tribes to restore their sovereignty at all levels, to assist sovereign nations to return to an asset-backed currencies, to transform the banking industry by providing new banking structures that promote social responsibility, environmental sustainability, and economic growth, to support sustainable economic growth in all sovereign nations worldwide, to ensure that all economic activities of the Kingdom of Mana, including all her subsidiaries, partners, and officers, are for the mutual benefit of nature and people, with particular attention given to the less fortunate, vulnerable, abused, or suppressed people of the world, to assist the sovereign nations to strengthen and stabilize their currencies by increasing their goods, services, trade, and production lines while maintaining the balance between society and nature, to create sustainability in the areas of transportation, communication, manufacturing, building, infrastructure, technology, food, water, medicine, advanced materials, and renewable energy, to support cooperative working relationships between tribes and local governments of all nations worldwide, to regenerate the air, rivers, oceans, lands, and waterways, as well as all species of plants and animals through the implementation of clean technologies, advanced systems, and organic practices that operate within the bounds of sovereign law, the monarch law, and the seven law families, to establish a fair court system on Kingdom of Mana's sovereign ground, which through agreement can be utilized by other sovereignties to handle any legal matter on neutral grounds without any external influence or control, to provide access to a combination of organic, natural, integrative, and preventative medical health and well-being options for all people, to establish and sustain world-leading hospitals and healthcare facilities, to establish and sustain world-leading research, development, and innovative centers, to enhance all sovereignties' ability to preserve, protect, and care for their land resources, technology, law, science, language, art, cultures, customs, and way of life, to provide opportunities for all people to heal, learn, and grow as individuals by supporting them to live a purposeful life, making positive contributions to their families, communities, tribes, clans, nations, and kingdoms, to provide training, education, and skills development opportunities for all people, to assist in the protection and restoration of the entire biosphere, including all ecosystems, habitats, and species, throughout the purchase of land, either on a sovereign level or private level, for the purpose of genuine humanitarian and environmental projects, to support a restoration of the animal, plant, and mineral kingdoms, where each have the ability to equally thrive as is for the greatest good of all living beings. Those are some of our objectives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great. That gave a nice outline of some of the things that you guys would like to do to help the family of humanity. That's really great. So right now we do have just a few other people that are on before we get ready to do our prayer and meditation piece. Right now we do have 917-607. 917-607. If you could give some feedback on what you feel about what has been said thus far, definitely share that with us, because we would like to hear what your feelings are in regards to what we've spoken about thus far.
I don't have much to say, because I know that she always have idea. All we do is just sit back and listen and pray that everything that she has planned, that God will help us, guide us, for everything to work for all of us together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, I appreciate your feedback and your comment on this, because this is what is in motion right now to really bring about some great and positive change. And thanks for your, you know, feedback on what we've, you know, discussed. All right, my brother. So we're going to go on to the next person now. And that next person is 347-788. 347-788. If you have any comments or any, you know, feedback on what we've spoken on thus far, this would be a good time for you to come forth and share with us what you feel. Again, that's 347-788. 347-788.
Oh, sorry, I muted myself. I'm on now.
Okay,
yeah, thanks
good.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Great show. Yeah, this is really powerful information. Basically, what I want to say is that I believe that this is a time where we have to resonate on who we are, but also what our intentions of being here, like why are we actually here on this plane, why are we doing the things that we're doing, and what is the legacy that we're going to leave behind, you know, in the land of our last breath. So this mantra that she's using, the rite of passage that she's speaking about, is for us to move past the structures that have been provided to us and show how we're supposed to live our lives and what our lives must consist of. I'm supposed to wake up in the morning, instead of thinking about humanity, I'm supposed to think about a Tesla, right? So we have to be careful on how we use our existence and how we project it into the world, because it's come back to us. You know, I had a guy call me the other day that I'm responsible for 7 generations of my people, and that blew me away. I was like, I'm only one generation. But he was saying that you're responsible for 7 generations. And I believe that us knowing that we're responsible will allow us, you know, to really make the change that we need to see in our times, you know, not just to dream about them and envision them, but actually to implement these things and put these things into play. And I actually commend, you know, both of y'all for actually bringing this information forth and showing, you know, us that's on this platform, that meant that we have a lot of responsibility, but we also can do it because the sister, you know, Madden is showing us that we can actually do these things and be in control of our existence and our future generations, even when we're not here.
Mm-hmm. All right, my brother. Well said. And my sister, did you have anything in reference to what my brother just said that you would like to speak on as well?
Yes, I am so, so happy to hear his comment that we are responsible for 7 generations. We cannot destroy this planet and say, well, we're only here for a few more years, and we don't care if our generations stop. We can't do that anymore. We have to preserve the earth so that they could have abundance. And yes, I resonate with what he's saying. Thank you so much for your positive comment.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
So I'm glad that you did come back and share some positive info, brother, and some positive feedback. And like my sister said, you know, us coming to this point of recognizing, you know, not only who we are and everything, but also, you know, trying to see what we can really do at this point. Because once we really awaken to who we are and what we can do, we're going to be able to really be able to make some positive changes. And also with what my sister has to offer right now, as far as the finances and things, that's going to really help as well. But we do need to be on the right mindset so that when we get these funds, we do the right things with them so that we can not only just help ourselves, but help our people in our community and the world community as well. But anyway, right now we have one more person at 781-588. 781-588. You are on now. And if you could, know, share with us some feedback on what you're feeling right now. That would be great, and we would be able to get a chance to see how you feel about what we have said thus far. Okay, that's 781-588. Okay, so right now what we're talking about is not only just, you know, hearing comments, but, you know, also just speaking on and more in depth on some of the things that, you know, we're looking to do. Because when the money starts pouring through and into our lives, we can really start to utilize those funds and really help our people tremendously. And that's the thing. But that's where, you know, we have respect and love for our people and really care about what happens. And once we start to really see things from that perspective, that's a good thing. Because I've run into quite a few millionaires that were, unfortunately, from our community. And they were like, what? You want me to take my money and help my people? Are you kidding? I'm not helping them. And I was like, wow. I said, why not? I said, hey, I became a millionaire, but they didn't help me become a millionaire. So why should I help them? I was like, wow. You feel that way? There's a lot of people that, you know, became millionaires. And, you know, even though they didn't have the whole community just hand them millions of dollars so they could become millionaires, they still gave back to the community and tried to help out. So these are things that we can definitely do. But the bottom line is you at least have to see that this is something that you can, you know, do and participate in, but you have to really feel it in your heart and mind that you're open to really caring about your people and your community. And it's very important. And one, you know, proverb that was an African proverb said, yeah, it takes a whole village to raise a child, not just that individual, those two individuals, the father and the wife, the mom, you know, not just those two, but also even the people in the community, because there's a lot of times a son or a daughter is in a really negative situation, and a person in the community is seeing that situation, and they could just say, ah, so what if they're really in that bad situation? I'm not helping them. But then other people say, hey, no, man, I see that happening, man. Let me go over here and see what I could do to help this person out. And that's the attitude that we should have, that we are very concerned about the lives of our people, and it's not something where, you know, we don't really care whether our youth, you know, live or die or go in jail or whether our adults do as well. We should have a feeling of, you know, really serious concern that we want to see an improvement, a gathering in unity, and a gathering in harmony so that we can truly, truly be a blessing to one another. And that's how it should really be. So anyway, right now we do have another caller on. That number is 929-437. 929-437. If you have anything that you would like to share on the comments that we've spoken on thus far, definitely feel free to come on board with us so that we could get a, you know, idea of what your feelings are in regards to what we have, you know, spoken on thus far. Again, that's caller.
Peace, Brother Benjamin. It's Brother Mike.
Oh. Okay, great. Brother Mike, I'd like to hear what you have to say, my brother.
Yes, yes, I'm here. Yes, yes, I agree with you completely. We do need unity in the community. We do need to work together for our collective upliftment and the collective fulfillment of our lives. You know how they would say in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need to unify together to pursue all three of those goals, and also to preserve our culture, you know, and our way of life as a people in the United States. And so, yes, I agree with you completely. And, you know, the most I could say is, yes, we do need to work together. We do need to unify. And we do need to pursue all objectives that are in line with, you know, our collective upliftment and quality of life.
There you go, my brother. There you go. Well said, my brother. Well said. And my sister, Yvette, did you have anything to comment on from what he said?
Well, you know, I am listening to the comments, and there is the, we're hearing with just about every comment the needs of the people. And it is my esteemed pleasure to say to you today that the kingdom of man is well able and well willing, very, very, very much willing to assist every person on this planet. And one of the things I find is a little challenging is having people move from a mindset of poverty into a mindset of abundance. And a lot of my education is attempting to get people to expand their horizons and expand the way that they think. So in the past, when people went to governments or grant funding foundations, they always began with a limited budget. So they will say, we can give you $250,000 or $12 million or so. The kingdom of man does not have a ceiling, which means as long as your project is worthwhile, it is accurate, and you are working to improve the community, you can bring a budget, you can bring a program to us and request funding, and you do not have a ceiling. We will fund the program to the appropriate level. So it is not uncommon for His Majesty to look at someone who brought a project forward and say, oh, no, you didn't ask for enough, and just put a couple of zeros behind it just to make sure that they have enough, because we think in poverty mode. And one of the things that I will be doing in my workshop that I'm going to be doing next week is to assist people into proper budgeting, so that if you are providing housing, you're not going to provide a little cubicle and cheap housing because that's what you're accustomed to. You're going to provide quality housing for the people. The reason being, we are raising the standard of everyone on the planet. So if you're coming to us for funding and all we're doing is building a little substandard building to put people in, then you're not in sync with what we are doing. And what are you going to do when 3 years down the line we come and right in the next neighborhood we begin to put up very, very lavish homes, and these people that you gave homes to, they're living in little tiny boxes, and then we'll have to turn around and demolish those and bring it up to standard. So we have to start thinking in abundance. The wealth is here. The wealth is here. It's no longer, I know people are praying, and people have been praying, and they've been fasting, and they're reaching out to God. But what I'm saying is that the wealth is here, and this is the time to act. And your action is to do specific things, and you will still pray, because there are things you will pray along the line, because people pray and meditate, which is very, very important. But you have to begin to understand that the wealth is here. And we are not here trying to decide if we're going to give this one and not give you, or decide, well, we only have this we can give. All we're looking for, we want help. We need help. There are 6 billion people on the planet, and we want people to come forward who will assist us, and we will grant them grant funding so they could carry out their programs that is in alignment with our programs and our policies, so that when we go to a community, they've already given the community what they need based on our standards. It's not a soup kitchen where people come with a little bowl and you give them the worst meat that you can find. No, we're not treating human beings like that anymore. if you want to have a soup kitchen, you are to let us know that you're going to be using organic food. You're going to be using top of the line. You are going to give the people a proper diet. You are going to, the steaks and the filet mignon and so on is not something that they get once a week or whatever. You give them something that is of the highest standards because we are improving the quality of lives. I want people to understand that we are no longer in poverty. We are in abundance. It is only that you come forward and receive it and go through the process to make sure that that wealth comes to you so you can fulfill your purpose on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well said, my sister. Yes, indeed. So these are things that we really do need to take a serious look at and know for a surety that as we start to really see, you know, not only the needs of our people, but also in trying to raise our consciousness to higher ground so that we can have the ability to do some great things for ourselves and for our people. These are things that we need to know because this is the truth of God that he spoke about, that we can take, you know, these great opportunities that are coming our way. And the more conscious we are spiritually, you know, the more we will have a great ability to really be very helpful to ourselves and also to our people. But again, unfortunately, we haven't been told a lot of what we can do and what we can establish. But what we have been told is that, unfortunately, that, you know, we, you know, are limited and, you know, can only do but so little. But the reality in this is that that's not the reality of who we are and what we are. And even though the brainwashing has been there by, you know, Satan and what he wants us to believe so he can keep us down and out, the bottom line is once we start to really embrace the truth of God that can set us free, then we're going to see some new reality and new ability. And that's what we really need to focus on because this wealth can definitely bring us to a whole nother place in space. But you as the individual, knowing who you really are, can utilize that at a whole nother level if you raise your consciousness to a higher ground and higher heights in God. So let us, you know, focus on that as well, and we'll start to see a brand new, wonderful, and great reality, and that's what we need to do. And I do thank my sister once again for coming on board with us. And I also thank all our speakers for, you know, coming back and actually, you know, being willing to share some of the comments on, you know, how they feel about what we've spoken on thus far. Because once we start to put this in motion and our people start to take advantage of these blessings that are on the table for us right now, they're going to start to see, you know, some great and wonderful things start to happen where their goals and dreams will start to fly, and they will definitely be, you know, very happy to see these things come about without a doubt. I'm really glad to say that because, you know, I know for a fact that, you know, many of us have been waiting for a good while for an opportunity where, you know, finances and having enough money to really bring things into play can really come about. But so many times through this system, there has been what you call thumbs down, where they don't even want to really help you to receive the funds. They just want to come up with an excuse. Oh, no, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And basically, you know, you see that when you walk through our community and you see that very few black businesses are even in existence, but you see Asian, you see white, you see Hispanic, you see a whole bunch of different, you know, businesses in our community, but you don't see many of ours at all. And it's not that our people are not, you know, smart enough to run their own business. It's that they've been turned down many times, even when they have good credit, that they cannot receive the money for, you know, an opportunity to get their business up and running. And these are things that are, you know, unfortunately obstacles that we have to deal with. But now, as I said again, with my sister here, if you have a sincere, good program that would be not only just for filling your wallet, but also for helping our people, these are things that can really make a huge difference in the lives of not only yourself, but of our community as well. So keeping an open mind and open heart on reaching out to help our people when we want to get these funds and this money, and that's important, because this way it's not a selfish thing that we're just looking out for improving ourselves, but we can also improve the lives of others as we're doing this as well. And what I would like to say at this point is that one of the things that I have noticed and seen that has really surprised me to a certain extent is that, you know, we need to really come about having an opportunity to see how we can actually start to move forward with bringing positive music back into our community. Because unfortunately, you know, right now, you know, there's a huge amount of negative music that is affecting our youth and even affecting some of our adults. And having all of this can really bring about a lot of negative impact on our community. Because when you have this so-called nigger hate music that's constantly being played in our community, talking about how we should hate each other, how we should not trust each other, how we should not even, you know, want to help each other, but how we should mainly want to kill each other, you know, and all these kind of crazy things shouldn't even be a list of anything that we should want to do. But these are things that keep us divided and separated from working together or coming together in unity. These are things that cause a lot of unneeded murders to come about. And, you know, once we start to bring positive music back into our community, we'll start to see a lot more inspiration, a lot more people feeling, you know, good about themselves. And these are things that can really be helpful. But when you have music that's constantly bringing a lot of negative thoughts and negative feelings on, you know, how we should treat and see and feel about each other, you know, filling our hearts and minds with hatred towards one another, this is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. And we definitely need to erase that. And bringing positive music back into our community can definitely be something that can help our people and help our community see things from a more positive perspective instead of trying to brainwash us into seeing things from a negative perspective. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because our folks definitely need to start to see, you know, that once we start bringing ourselves from out of negative music, negative thinking, and start to see ourselves in positive thinking, then that's what's going to really bring about some positive change for us and how we can really be a great blessing to ourselves and to our people as well. So right now what we're going to get ready to do before we do the meditation, we're going to get ready to start off with a prayer. And I was looking at my brother, you know, to get ready to deal with that. So Brother Ron, if you could, you know, get started on that, that would be good. And after that, we're going to go into the meditation and see what we can do as far as projecting some very positive things that will help us and assist us to move forward to get some things started.
All right, great. Thank you, my brother, for
off with our meditation to, you know, bring about some positive change and some positive things for us to start to see. But before we go there, one thing we did want to do is to also start to take three deep breaths. And with those three deep breaths, what we're looking at is being able to, you know, really start to raise our consciousness to higher ground. So when we go to the meditation, we'll be ready to, you know, really get started on moving forward with some positive things. But anyway, we're going to start off with three deep breaths right now. And after we finish with that, then we'll go right into the meditation. So what I would like all of you to do is find a comfortable sitting position where you will not be disturbed by anyone, all right? And also, I would like you all to close your eyes, because when you close your eyes, you're going within. And that's where God can really start to help you to begin to bring forth some really powerful things, because the power of God dwells within you, your God-given power. And all you have to do is start to tap it. And once you tap into it and really start to use it, you're going to see some great and wonderful things come about. But anyway, let's start off with the first breath. The first breath is breathe in deep, all peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out all fear and doubt and let it all out. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Great. Second breath. Breathe in deep. Our God-given ability to be able to do great, awesome, supernatural, and amazing things dwells within you. So just know for a surety that once we let go of not believing this can happen because I'm a limited person and all of that crazy mess, just breathe out all fear and doubt, and you will start to see a new reality come about. Let it go, let it go, let it go. All right. Last breath, breathe in deep. Once again, the awesome and amazing words of Lord Jehovah, you are made in the likeness and image of God, stating that you are a God being. But you must let go and let God take you to that higher height. So let go of Satan's lies telling you that you're limited and that you could never have any great, awesome, or amazing power that God has already blessed you with. All you have to do is believe it and receive it. So let go and let God, let go and let God. Breathe in the power of God and acknowledge your true identity and breathe out all the lies of Satan and start to see your new reality. All right. So right now, we should all feel a great feeling of knowing that we are not just people that can do but so little, but we are God beings, sons and daughters of God, who can do very, very much. And you're not supposed to know this. And they even said that Jesus, six of his disciples, had written in the Bible, you know, that we are sons and daughters of God. But those books were totally taken out of the Bible and erased because they didn't want you to know that this was something was true, that you are a son and daughter of God that has great, awesome, and amazing power. And it shouldn't be hard for you to believe, because even when Jesus said, hey, you should know that the things that I do, you can do, and even more. And how the heck are you going to do even more than Jesus and be a weak and limited person? That's not even true. You are not weak and limited. You are a spiritual being, a son and daughter of God that has already been blessed with your God-given power. All you need to do is reach in to yourself with faith and knowingness that you can bring all of this about, where you can tap into your God-given power and use it for great, awesome, and amazing things to come about. And I give thanks to Jesus for allowing me to save the lives of many youth in the gang wars. I give thanks to him allowing me as a spiritual healer to save a lot of people's lives. You know, there was even a sister that called me back not too long ago, and she was telling me that for 3 years she was having really bad problems with her, you know, back and her legs, and she was walking with a cane for the last 3 years. But we did the healing meditation together. And after we did that healing meditation, she stopped using her cane and could walk around without it, and without the pain. And I was really glad to see that Jesus came through and utilized that healing power to bless her. And not only that, but she was telling me something that really blew her mind, was that there was a bus that she needed to get on, and it passed it by, her by, and it was getting ready to stop at the corner. And she said, wow, if I don't run down there to get on this bus, there's no way that I'm going to be able to do it. I'm just going to miss this bus. And she said, but am I going to run down there? She said, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. I haven't done any running. I've been on this cane for so long, but I'm going to give it a try anyway. Let me see what happens. So she started to run for the bus, and she actually made it down to the corner and got on the bus before the bus pulled off. And she said, wow, I haven't run in over 3 years, and now I'm running. So you know what? These are things that God can utilize us and Jesus can utilize us to do. We can do great, awesome, and amazing things to bless our people, to get rid of pain and suffering, to be able to give vision back to the blind, hearing back to the deaf. There's great and awesome and amazing things that we all have the power to do. I'm not just saying this because this is something that I've done. No, and I don't even take the credit for it as I've done it. I take the ability to acknowledge Jesus's awesome and amazing spiritual power, and that he's allowed me to actually be able to use that spiritual power to help a lot of different people. So all I'm saying to each and every one of you that's listening to this right now, you, as Jesus said, have the ability to do the same thing that he has done and even more. But you have to know that this was not a joke he was saying in the Bible. This was God's honest truth. You have the ability. And the thing about it is, he even allowed me to be a blessing to let you know that he wasn't joking. Because for me to be a great healer, for me to save the lives of many different youth that were in these gang wars and bring an end to the gang wars, that means that that was something that I felt was definitely great and amazing, because these kids were out there on the street killing each other left and right. And for us to come together and to really see what we can do to bring about an ending on that. And then when Jesus came through and gave us that spiritual formula to actually end the gang wars, and it actually worked, I was like very much amazed and thankful to Jesus for doing that as well. So all I'm saying to you is that you have the ability. It's not just certain individuals that have the ability. You have the ability, but you have to believe it in order to receive your God-given power and to actually use it. So what I would like you to do right now is to envision a very bright light above your head going into your mind. And as it goes into your mind, see every single cell in your mind being uplifted, being where your confidence is getting stronger and stronger in knowing that you are either a son or a daughter of God that has amazing spiritual power, that can do great, awesome, and amazing things, that you are definitely someone that has the confidence in knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that can truly come about for you through the power of Jesus Christ, through the power of our great and awesome Lord Jehovah. You can make it come about, but you have to believe it in order to receive it. So open your mind and open your heart to receive your spiritual ability. And once you start to believe in this beyond a shadow of a doubt and stay focused on it, then all these great, awesome, and amazing things will truly come about. You are worthy of it. You are capable of it. And you can make it come about. But the only problem is your mind and heart cannot be filled with fear and doubt. Because if you're going to be a doubting Thomasina, if you're going to be a doubting Thomas that's saying, oh, man, this brother, what's he talking about? He thinks that I would be able to give vision back to the blind like he did. Oh, man, I don't believe that I could do nothing. Like, if you're going to have that kind of negative attitude, then you're right. It won't come about. But if you keep your faith in God and Christ, if you keep your vision of knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that this will soon come about, then it will come about for you, but you have to believe it. So let us all right now, let us all know that we are true magnets for wealth, all right? True magnets for wealth that have the ability to magnetically draw to us through God and Christ's magnetic spiritual power, the ability of drawing to us wealth, prosperity, and great abundance, and that this great, awesome, and amazing power of God is coming to us and letting us see that we have the ability to bring a brand new financial reality into our lives. And this is no jive. You can make it happen, but you have to believe it in order to receive it. You can't be doubting. You have to know that this is something that's going to start to show in your life. And once you start to see it as something that's real, that's what's going to come to you without any negative thoughts, but keeping your mind in a state of positivity. And then raising your mind into a state of spirituality. And that is the icing on the cake. Because in order to really raise your consciousness to a point where spirituality is there for you, you have to be thinking in a mindset of positivity and knowing that all of this is going to come about. Because your heart and mind is filled with true faith and confidence in God and Christ, that this is not something that might happen, maybe it will happen, but this is something that is definitely coming through to be a blessing to you. And what I would like you to do right now is to see that we are now drawing back to you and me wealth, prosperity, and great abundance through the spiritual power of God's magnetic wealth, prosperity, and abundance, for we are true magnets for wealth. And let us start to see this as our new reality. So right now, just for a few moments, I want you to envision great wealth, prosperity, and abundance coming into your possession. That's right. It doesn't have to be $5 or $10 or finding a nickel or quarter on the ground. I'm talking about great abundance coming into your possession. That could be hundreds of thousands. It could be millions and possibly even billions. But the bottom line is, know for surety that this can come about, and remove all your fear and doubt and know that your time has come for wealth and prosperity and abundance to be in your possession now. So let us just for the next couple of minutes see wealth and prosperity coming through and our goals and dreams starting to fly and starting to accomplish great and wonderful things in our lives. All right? See it, believe it, and know that we have now received it. All right? Just vibe on that just for a few minutes. And once you start to see it, without a doubt, your new reality will truly come about. So let's just vibe on that for a few moments. See it come about. All right, great, wonderful. And I pray that each and every one of you will start to see some great, awesome, and amazing blessings and wealth and prosperity coming into your life, and that your goals and dreams will start to fly and everything will start to come through for you. Yes, indeed. Believe it and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. Yes, indeed. So right now, once again, I would like to say thank you all for coming on the line. And I would like to thank my sister Yvette as well for sharing with us her great and wonderful information that she had to share. And last but not least, I would like to say before we end this meditation and prayer, I would like to say an affirmation that can really have a huge impact on you. See it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, and your victory has been won. So once again, thank you all for coming on the line, and I would like to say to my sister, Yvette, thank you once again for coming on with us. And if you had any last words you would like to share with us before we end our radio show, please feel free to, you know, say something now before we get ready to go.
I want to thank you for having me on the show tonight. I hope that I have been a source of blessings and goodness, and I hope that as we continue to understand that the wealth that has been laid up for centuries is now made available to us, that we can walk in that and come in and accept it and appropriate it and bring it into our lives so that we could fulfill destiny and purpose. So I want to thank all of you who came in, all of you who listened, all the comments and all the feedback. I want to thank you again, Dr. Bridges, and I want to say good night and shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Yes, indeed. Thank you once again. And what we have now is our music that will start to play so that we can hear some things.
Hold on. just beginning, and I know we've each been down this road a time or two, and never could make it through. But I've got this feeling that we're stumbling to what we've both been waiting for, and maybe even more. Cause this time I know for sure we're going all the way, headed for forever, and that's where we're gonna stay. The more you near me, the more I know we got it all here. We just don't blow it. We're going. That there's more than magic in these feelings that we found. Standing on solid ground, but now we're both ready, ready for the real thing, cause our dues have all been paid. We finally got it made. Believe me when I tell you there's no need to be afraid. We're going all the way. We're headed for forever, and that's where we're gonna stay. The more you hear me, the more I know it. We got it all here. We just don't blow it. We're going all the way. If the two of us together through